Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been speaking of Tom Curran. He's joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. By Awaken 180 Weight Loss, you can become your own success story by dropping the weight holding you back. It starts with just one call to Awaken 180 and by Unified Office, where they help business maximize every incoming call at unifiedoffice.com. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tom?
Jose. What are you doing? How are you?
Well, I'm encouraged. Well, I'm encouraged and discouraged by some of the reporting going on by Hopkins, but I like that you're on the Hopkins bandwagon now. I like this.
I am. And I had a good podcast today with my friend Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus, who I think he's a local guy. He's from Reading. He does an extreme amount of work, and I do have Stockholm Syndrome from the Patriots in 20 years of being told that it's the sum of the parts, it's not the individual pieces. And I didn't realize or give enough credit to the fact that they paid the individual piece, who was probably half again as good as even the best player in the league, like he was about the 20th best player in the league. So they could do all that stuff and still have the benefit of Brady. So talking to Steve today, he's like, look, it's all these average quarterbacks from 10 to 23 are interchangeable. So the only way you can make a difference for these interchangeable parts is to surround them. I kind of knew that, but I'd be resistant. So how are you going to fit him under the cap? And what if he doesn't practice? Whatever. Go get him. So there.
I like it.
Tom, I know we're going to have more questions about Hopkins, but I want to ask you about this tweet from Albert Breer that came out before our show today,
sure,
in which he said Joe Judge will be an assistant head coach with the Patriots in 2023 with personnel elements, some parallels to Matt Patricia's 21 role. That piqued my interest because I'm thinking, if that's his title, what does that mean for Gerard Mayo's role in the organization and whatever title we might see them attach to him?
I don't think Gerard Mayo is going to get a title, and I don't think Gerard Mayo really cares whether or not he has a title. I think that when he agreed, and he has agreed, to stay, he would feel comfortable with the layout here in New England and his role going forward. Separately with Joe Judge, I think my smoking gun takeaway as to what happened last year and what will happen this year is they got him the hell away from the offense. So whether it's he can't work with Mac or Bill O'Brien doesn't need the assistance, how about you go over to special teams and we'll get you some contracts to sign and call people on. And if you still have coaching aspirations, you'll be able to put assistant head coach, New England Patriots 2023 on your resume. To me, it is an honorific. And don't hold your breath on Gerard Mayo getting a title, is my feeling. One interesting aspect of that is, think about it, whatever title he got could conceivably limit his mobility. If he was named, for instance, defensive coordinator, didn't like the way things went, which I don't think is going to be the case. Didn't like the way things went. Somebody like Cleveland came around again and said, you want to be our defensive coordinator? Couldn't leave. So I think not having a title increases mobility. And that said, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, so I was just going to ask, so is he looking to go anywhere? And furthermore, and this is what I was going to ask you about before you just slipped that in there at the end. Is it fair to characterize, and I know it's been characterized elsewhere, that Gerard Mayo is the coach in waiting? Is that a fair way to characterize it?
I think he is the heir apparent, stress apparent, because what could happen that would change it? I mean, does Bill win two Super Bowls and says, geez, I don't feel like going anywhere? Well, then apparently things have changed. But I think that it's apparent as well that the ownership did not want Gerard Mayo to go anywhere. And if anybody would feel as if he is having the team passed on to someone who would honor him, because of who he is, it will be Gerard Mayo. I mean, it could be Steve Belichick. Steve never played for Bill. Steve was never drafted by Bill. Steve never was an All-Pro or Defensive Rookie of the Year under Bill, or courted and brought back. So I think that, you know, professionally, the step to Gerard would make even more sense than a familial one in terms of Bill and his lineage.
Tom, back to DeAndre Hopkins for a second. You kind of just hand-waved away the whole he doesn't go to practice stuff, and when I heard that, that really raised my eyebrows. Am I overreacting? Is that more common? Have there been Patriots players in the past who were brought in like this and just didn't practice?
No, I mean, I hand-waved it away because at some point, depending upon where you are on the food chain in the NFL, you might have to say, well, okay, he doesn't practice. They're in a different spot in the food chain. For instance, Randy Moss did not like to practice. Go back to 2001. Roman Pfeiffer didn't have to show up until Wednesday. Now, he had a different situation with family on the West Coast, and you were never going to worry about how he was going to assimilate into the team. But I think what's interesting about how do you look at DeAndre Hopkins and Randy Moss, who aren't identical but similar, well, Tom Brady was able to look at Randy Moss or Teddy Bruschi or Mike Vrabel or Willie McGinnis and say, what do you mean you're not practicing? Will they be able to do that? And that was expressed to me last week by Devin McCourty when he and I were discussing, you know, the wide receiver room. He said, Jacoby Myers was everything you want in a receiver. They're early, they're late, does all the film, he's at practice every day. Who in that receiver room is the guy you're going to look to be that now? Because they're not all homegrown and don't all have that same Patriots lineage that exists. So I think it's worth wondering about, but are they at a position, Christian, where talent trumps, you know, for lack of a better word, if it's not accurate, talent trumps diligence in hewing the line to Patriots culture?
That's true, but even in the past when Brady was here, sometimes they took chances on older receivers, and a lot of times they were older and more banged up than Hopkins, but it didn't even work out with Brady sometimes. How's it going to work out if he's not practicing with a third-year guy like Mac Jones? That seems like a tough fit, doesn't it?
No, I mean, it doesn't. To me, with Brady, it didn't matter. He could interchange, and they just didn't do that. There weren't that many receivers who came in and said, I'm not practicing. There weren't. I just don't think it existed. When Gronk finally said, you know, I need days off, he was pretty well established with Brady. I just think that if you want the talent and he is quirky, you might have to swallow hard and do it. He's totally different, I think, and that's what I've come to realize, too, just – you get a guy who's still prorated, could have had 120 catch, 1,600-yard season.
Yeah, don't listen to Arcan. He just hates talented players. Don't listen to him.
Can't stand
him. I've been there, too. I've been there, too. I hate fun.
Tom, we know that about you. Tom, you referenced at the very beginning of our conversation here how you had Stockholm Syndrome about the way that the Patriots had done things for 20 years when Tom Brady is here. Okay, so maybe your eyes are being opened at this point. Do you get the sense that that's how Bill Belichick and the rest of the front office is approaching at least building out the offense now?
Yeah, I think they cut their losses on Jonnu Smith, who was an extravagant buy with projections that didn't realize their potential. I said, screw it, let's just go get Gesicki. Now, is that the second coming of Tony Gonzalez? No, but you were at least proactive. You said, okay, we can't run after the catch with Jacoby as good as he is. Let's go get somebody else to do it. Yes, there is the caveat. You're spending less on him than you would on Jacoby Myers. To me, and I continue to circle back to it, you don't take a car to the garage with a bad battery and everything else seemingly in working order and start fixing those things. You fix the battery. The Patriots fixed the battery. They got the offensive coordinator. They've gone from no coaching on offense or negative coaching impacts to what should be a positive coaching impact. And now you get to see, okay, are these guys that we collected and paid good money on already really as useless as they appeared last year, or was it tied to the fact that they were aimless?
Well, so I'm curious about that, too.
Defending them too much?
No.
I'm just thinking about the times that I've taken my car in, for one thing, and every time the guy looks at me and he's like, thingamajig over here is falling off and it's going to cost $800.
My car just got backed into the other day, so I have trouble focusing on the car analogy there. But so when it comes to Belichick, I'm a fan of the Patriots Talk podcast. You and Phil do excellent work. Congratulations to Phil on the third child, by the way.
Thank you. I'll pass it on.
As Arcan said, it's a bit of a humble brag, though. Like, we get it already. Like, okay, you know, it's
your wife's still attracted to you.
Yeah, oh, cool. Three kids. Awesome. Wow, good for you. Awesome. Wow, we're all really jealous. But when it comes to Bill Belichick, I've heard you note multiple times, hint at, like, the area of where he's paid, north of 20, maybe 25, mm-hmm. 30 million a year. Do we have any idea how much longer his contract runs for? Because as we're thinking about Gerard Mayo as the heir apparent, I'm just, or even Steve Belichick, as you brought up, is the heir apparent. Like, how much longer do we feel like he's here for? And how much longer does his contract run for?
I can't answer that with any authority. I can only read the tea leaves. And I can only read what the calendar says. I mean, he's going to be 73. He's within 18 wins of Shula. I do think that's important to him. I do think that since 2019, if it goes to 2024, it will be 2020, 21, 5 years. And in 2 years, it'll be 5 years post-Brady. We'll see what the record is. We'll see how many times they went to the playoffs. Bill will be, at that point, 74. And he can move upstairs and be a consultant, a Parcells Godfather-type position. I would, if I was putting odds, I would say Bill is going to coach until the end of 2024.
Okay. He's Tom Curran. Excellent work.
What do you think?
I mean, I would already moved on personally, so I would have tried to trade him for a first round pick or something like that. That's me personally. But how much longer do I think he wants to do it for? However long until he passes Shula, so he might need more than those 2 years. But I don't know if it's going to be his call. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Well, if it takes more than 2 years, I mean, that's the interesting thing. If it takes more than 2 years, that means he hasn't got 19 wins in 2 years. If he hasn't got 19 wins in 2 years, he might miss playoffs two times. And do you want to see the guy dangling out there at 331 and Shula was at 333, whatever the hell is it? Now he has to go someplace else? Oh, it's a tangled web we weave.
It is. You know what? I was just going to say the same. You took the words right out of my mouth. He's Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We talk to him every week here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Tom, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
All right. Tom Curran, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Tom's going to join us on Friday next week because we have the Red Sox. Well,